to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, July 17th, 2022, by the Reverend Sharon Volker.
Imagine this, if you will. For some of us, it won't take too much imagination. We've been there, done that. Company is coming. There's so much to do. The laundry needs to be finished because the bed sheets have to be changed. The carpet needs to be vacuumed and the bathroom has to be cleaned. And the food. A nice meal needs to be put together. And all this other stuff still needs to be done. And so the washer is chugging away. The cleaning supplies are sitting on the bathroom vanity. The vacuum is standing in the middle of the living room floor. From the kitchen, pots and pans are boiling and sizzling on the stove. There's lots of chopping noises and muttering going on. This isn't a particularly happy time. The level of frustration can be gauged by the frequency and loudness of the slamming of kitchen cabinets, dishes, pots, and pans. Irritation continues to increase because the other person in this household has not budged from the couch in front of the TV and hasn't even offered to help in any way. What on earth is wrong with this person? Why can't they see that I'm overwhelmed with everything I have to do in such a short time? There's no reason why they can't get off that blasted couch and give me a hand. Why do I have to do all of this by myself? After all, our expected guests are their friends too. Martha, Martha, from generation to generation, you have not changed. It's all about Martha. Sure, it would be great to have some help preparing for the guests, but the focus of this scenario should not be the burden of preparation, but rather on the guests themselves. Really now, does a guest care what the house looks like, or whether a banquet is served? Isn't it more important to enjoy the time spent with our guests? Hospitality is not about the preparation for the guests. It's about the welcome we give our guests. It's really not about Martha. After a simple reading of the gospel this morning, I think most of us would agree that Mary's place should have been alongside Martha in the kitchen, making ready to serve a meal for Jesus. That's the culture of that day. For Mary to hang out with Jesus and to sit at his feet, no less, well, that's what the men did. How bold for a woman to do this. Shame on Mary for not knowing her place and for neglecting her duty in the kitchen. And add to that, Martha's brashness when she chews out Jesus for distracting Mary from her duties. That's not very hospitable. But Jesus tells Martha that it's not all about Martha. Martha needs to look beyond herself to the big picture, to what's really important. And what is that? It's the message that Jesus is bringing about the kingdom of God. We too may need to adjust our focus. We too need to look at the big picture instead of the immediate scenario. Being a Christian is not just worshiping every Sunday or participating in church activities or financially supporting the church. sometimes we're so immersed in doing things in and for our own church that we lose sight of what lies outside our church doors. We forget how to live the way Jesus taught us because we're so busy with our own personal lives. And it's easy to dismiss the things that are not in our faces every day. Although we're challenged to follow the lessons of Jesus, to love, to show forgiveness, and to have compassion, we don't always do that. Sometimes we feel that the task is too difficult. Sometimes we feel our efforts won't be appreciated. Sometimes we don't have the time. Sometimes we just don't want to. But it's not about ourselves. Have we lost sight of the big picture? Have we forgotten that we're only a small piece of this greater puzzle? As Christians, we understand what it is that Jesus demands of us. Yet, because we're humans, sometimes our self-importance gets in the way. Let us reform the Martha that's in us so that we may graciously accept the work that Jesus has given us to do, not the busy work that we have decided is more important. In a few minutes, we'll be gathered at the Eucharistic table, offering our gifts and prayers to God. Remember, as disciples, the instructions in one of our Eucharistic prayers that says, "Open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us." Let us focus on the purpose of this Eucharist. We do not come here seeking a weekly solution for our concerns, and there's no expiration date for the prayers we offer. But let us look beyond our weekly worship. Let us focus on the big picture to see how God is using us as disciples. That particular Eucharistic prayer continues with this instruction: "Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name." It's not all about you, Martha. Amen.